You're listening to Aligned and Unfiltered with Daniela, Demi, and Ness. We're making spirituality real, raw, and relatable.
You would think after like a year and a half we'd have this shit under control.
Yeah, we definitely don't.
I still don't know how to work this.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
We've just been dealing with some technical difficulties over here, but we're getting there.
We're moving through.
Yes.
We're moving through.
Yes.
Speaking of dealing.
Yeah, true that. Good segue. Yeah.
This episode we are talking about how to deal with, move through, sit with different triggers that surface throughout the festive season, because right now it's literally the 1st of December that we're recording this on.
Wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm.
And this time period means very different things for very different people, but something that tends to be common for all is things pop up during the December, January
period. I like to call
period.
It trigger season.
Trigger season. Yeah, I saw your post the other day. That's a good one. Mm. Things pop up during this season, and it's a time where if we're feeling super vulnerable, if we're feeling all the feels, everything is just amplified.
Mm.
So we popped up a question box the other day on our stories over on Insta, and we asked you guys what some of the big triggers were that you tend to experience during this time. And we've decided, we had quite a few responses come through, and we've decided to do a bit of a rapid fire sesh.
Mm.
Just to sit with some of these responses, because we're reading through the list and it's stuff that we know is super common. And a lot of people are going to be able to resonate with what was shared. So we're going to rapid fire our way through.
But we're going to preface by saying we're not mental health professionals and we're not financial professionals, if that's what you call it.
Yeah, I was about to say we're not professionals.
Not. We're not we're professional podcasters though, obviously. anyways, we're not mental health professionals. We're not financial professionals experts. So this is just
experts or anything like that.
This is just like gals getting together, having a chat and giving some gal advice. But if you need professional assistance, there is like hotlines available and all that. So that's...
We have an abundance of places to turn to when it comes to seeking extra guidance and help. So just know that what we share, and this is for every episode.
Yeah, for sure.
What we share is always just what comes through intuitively for us. And take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's just rapid fire our way through. Is there anything else we need to disclaim? I don't think so.
No. I think we're good.
All right. So a lot of the questions, something I do want to say is a lot of the questions were quite similar. So we've kind of just like bundled.
Like pulled them.
Yeah. Like, so they might not be worded the same way that you pop them in the question box, but you'll know if it's for you because it's going to generally relate.
Following the same theme.
Mm. And there was a lot. So we're going to start off with one that was most prominent and one which I think we feel during this season, and it is money based. A lot of money based questions came through, mostly revolving around spending excess in this season, or feeling like you need to spend on gift giving. And there was a few that were revolving around that energy of feeling like you need to spend, but also the reluctance to because of the climate that we're in as well.
Mm.
So just money-based stuff in general came up a lot here. And valid.
Mm. Oh, for sure.
Like valid.
Yeah. We're in a time at the moment, and I know that we say this also acknowledging that abundance is available to us at all times, but the current financial climate where interest rates are going up, cost of living is going up, people have a little bit less disposable income that they have access to, it is a, and also like, I don't know about you guys, I love buying stuff for other people. So it is a time where I feel like it's really important to get strategic and also understand your boundaries going into the season. What's your financial boundaries? Because boundaries isn't just like a social interaction. Yeah. This is how I will allow myself to be treated by other people. It's also like what is acceptable for me going into the season?
Yeah.
How much, I'm just going to say what I've done.
Yeah.
I did this a few months ago because I'm a psycho, but I basically like map out, okay, who do I want to buy presents for this year?
Yep.
What am I, like, what KKs do I usually participate in that I want to participate in? Like, it's my choice.
It's a choice always.
Yep. And how much money am I willing to spend on these presents given my budget, given like the fact that I'm not going to I'm not going to compromise on my long-term goals in order to like overdo this festive period and then set myself back. So like what are the boundaries that I'm working with within myself, and how can I get super savvy?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think being really honest as well and not avoiding having the budget conversation with self.
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with sitting down. It's actually necessary in this season in particular, all seasons, but really it's necessary to sit down and look at your numbers and be really realistic and say, this is what is within my means. Anything beyond that will stretch, and decide I'm not willing to stretch, because if I stretch, this is how I'm going to feel.
Yeah.
This is what it's going to result in, and that's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what you said about being savvy, because there are so many ways that we can be savvy.
Yep.
Look, I have issue with the crazy like sales period that we have at this time of year, but they are so serving. And if we move in with a plan, this is what I need to get, this is how much I'm willing to spend, this is what I've had my eye on for a while and it's on sale, then you know that you're purchasing not because you're being overwhelmed with email marketing and just buy, but you're buying to match what your intention was.
Exactly. It's intentional spending, which is what we want for all of our purchases ideally, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it's really easy to get carried away this season as well. I know I've fallen into this many, many, many times where I think about, okay, I don't normally buy gifts for this particular person or this family's children or blah, 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 but I saw this and it's really cute and I'm just going to get it. That's okay every now and then, but you're just going to get it adds up. And then what happens next year? Do you then, is that going to become like a repeat thing? Is that then a person that's permanently going to be on your list? Mm. You have to think about these things.
I think long term.
Exactly. It's never really short term.
Yeah.
It really isn't. I did that last year where I had to cut off gifts that I was giving just because that's what I had done for years, but really social circles have shifted and changed and you know you're not connected with people in the same way that you were before. It's okay to change. It's okay to change your mind. It's okay to bring that circle of who you're gifting to smaller and closer to self.
For sure.
Like, it doesn't need to be excessive.
Yeah, for sure. And another thing that kind of comes part of this, which isn't necessarily like present related, but also just outing related, is the time of the year where I don't know why this happens, because it's like, it's not like you clock over into 2020 or like then the next year and it's like, I don't know why everyone has like so much pressure to catch up before the end of the year. Like, who cares?
I know, who cares? Honestly,
I don't know why it's such a thing.
It's so dumb.
It's, anyways. So like also just keep that in mind. If you've got all of these social outings planned or invitations going out and everyone being like, oh, we need to catch up, we need to catch up. Like, if you have capacity and you want to, like, fucking go for gold. But if you're like, bro, I've got a million things on right now, I don't want another thing, say no.
Yeah.
Say, or hey, let's catch up in the new year.
Yes, absolutely.
Like,
or if that event you know is going to push you past your budget for the week or however you work your finances, if it's going to stretch you, say no.
Yeah.
You don't have to go.
Exactly.
You're not missing out on anything.
No.
Truly you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
And another thing, you just brought this thought up into my mind. I didn't even realize that it's so true. People,
it's such a thing. Why is it?
It's such a thing. And it's like, well, if we haven't made time for each other throughout the year, what's the big rush now? We'll
exactly.
We'll just kind of
delay it a month.
Delay it a bit more. It's not going to make any difference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. maybe if you've got too much going on in the calendar, maybe just like put it out there to like the group chat or whatever. Hey, it's a bit hectic at the moment. Why don't we catch up in Jan or Feb when things aren't as hectic and we can actually enjoy each other's company more?
Yes, when prices aren't as crazy and there's time and space.
Yeah.
And remember that there's that really awkward period between Christmas and New Year where
it's like just a void.
Like, what is that time? It's so truly weird. What the fuck do we do during that time? It's such a weird time. It's
such a what weird time.
I just don't get it. And it feels like it stretches for months.
But then it also like goes in a click. Yeah. It's so weird.
It's very weird. That, I didn't get that.
I don't hate that period of time, but that like wigs me the fuck out.
It's like,
period.
What do I do?
Yeah, exactly.
So you know that everyone in the lead up to Christmas, it's chaos, chaos, chaos. And then around New Year, it's chaos, chaos, chaos. There's that in between. You know what? Push things into that space if you need to. There's time. There's time.
A weird time, but there is time. And then another thing I wanted to touch on as well is KK presents, because that was a specific question we got asked. Oh, that was a specific question.
Yes.
It is okay to have the conversation with people of, hey, I want to participate in this KK, but this is how much I'm willing to spend on it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that conversation needs to be normalized. Like, it's like, if you want to be like, I feel like normalize, like a lot of people are in the same boat at the moment.
Everyone's in the same boat.
Yeah.
Everyone is in the same boat.
Yeah. Like, you can just have an open and honest conversation, be like, hey, I'd love to join, but X amount of dollars is my limit.
Yeah.
If that's not what you guys want to match, then that's cool. Like, I'll tap out for this time. But like, open up the conversation about it.
Yeah. We've had a lot of those conversations recently within friendship groups, family groups, and we've shifted this year. And like we were saying, everyone is feeling it this year in different ways.
Yeah.
But the first step is having the conversation, because otherwise you're putting yourself in – and it's you that's putting yourself, because it's always a choice.
It's a choice.
You're putting yourself in the situation of, once again, feeling stretched. And instead of it being an energy of joy to be surrounding yourself with the people that you love, sharing the gifts, it's not joy, because you're feeling reluctant to be there. You are probably a bit annoyed that you had to spend when you didn't have that money. It's not that same love, that loving energy that you might have if you had just voiced what worked for you and what didn't.
It's not the vibration that you want to be in that interaction with.
It's really not.
Yeah.
It's really not. And the thing is, we build and create these stories in our minds of, oh, I don't want to say that because I don't want to offend anyone, or I don't want anyone to feel like they have to change things for me. Or
I don't want to look like a tired ass.
Yeah. No, it's not. None of it is literally none of that. It is you honoring what you can and can't do in a moment. Mm-hmm. There is nothing about that is shameful or embarrassing or anything like that. And I can guarantee that no one's going to blink a freaking eye. Like, that.
Or if they do, they're probably not your people.
Yeah. So fucking true. No one cares. I had this conversation with someone today. This is separate. It's not about gift giving or anything like that. But it was about, I was probably harsh now that I'm thinking back to it, but I was just like, no one fucking cares. We think people care, and we think people are sitting there scrutinizing our every move. No one fucking cares.
Everyone's too busy thinking about themselves.
Everyone
to think about
is
you.
In their own bubble. Yeah. They are not looking at you or thinking about you or like thinking about every second word that's coming out. No one cares.
Yeah.
So you know what? If that's the way it is, which it is, because everyone's in their own bubble, then just do what works for you. And if it means saying, hey, this is what is in my capacity, then that's it.
Yeah. And I guess that's where it comes in handy to have tools in your toolkit for when you do need to have those uncomfortable conversations, whether it's because the other person's response is making you feel uncomfortable, or you just feel uncomfortable going into the conversation because it's not something you want to have tools in your tool belt to be like, okay, I know this, I'm going to have to tell someone that, you know, I'm not getting them a present this year, or that I want to cut down the budget for KK or whatever. Yeah. What are you going to do to support yourself through that? Because that's your responsibility. That's not anyone else's.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Also, another thing that's coming to mind is just a reminder that gift giving, because I feel like that's where this conversation has led right now. Gift giving doesn't have to mean something that you are purchasing from a store or something heavily material. It doesn't need to mean any of that.
Yeah.
You place a meaning on what a gift is, and it can be whatever the fuck you need it to be. So don't discount how valued something that you make is, or something that you write is, or, you know, there are so many ways to give. And I think we get really caught up in the shiny and the marketing and, you know, the pretty wrapping and bows, and like, you don't have to get caught up in that. There is so much more to what gift giving can be. It can be an action. It can be just a thought that you somehow bring into fruition. You know, the intention behind it is what matters. And like what Demi was saying before, if the people around you don't respond well to that, then they're just simply not your people, and that's okay too.
They don't need a present at all.
Like, they don't. Like, yeah, exactly.
But also, like, I think as well, like, to your point as well, that's such a good point. If you're going to give a gift for the person, not what you think. Like, I feel like I'm just thinking, you just said like writing something or creating something for someone.
Yeah.
I know like a few people that would much prefer like something like a heartfelt card versus absolutely. Something like shiny and expensive. Yeah. And like there's a lot of people who don't like accumulating pointless shit in their house. Yeah. So actually get a present for the person that the person's going to appreciate versus, oh, I need to spend like $50 on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what just came to mind as well? Last month I read what is it? The 5 love languages.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. And if you're able to, you can kind of suss out, you know what, you have an idea just from people, the way they speak and share. But if you know what people respond to, then it'll make it a lot easier for you to cater for what they will enjoy.
For sure.
And appreciate.
For sure.
And that really doesn't have to be physical.
Yeah. Like even like, let's say for example, if you've got like a friend, like a close friend or like a cousin or your sister, their love language is quality time.
Yeah.
You could say, hey, I've organized for this date, like we're gonna go get a coffee together and have like an hour long walk together.
Yeah, fucking love that.
That would fill up their cup so much more than something that's gonna sit
on a shelf.
On a shelf.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm.
Yeah. I hear that.
Yeah.
All right. That's like 17 minutes on the first question. I think we've nailed that. Fuck on.
Yep.
okay. So the next one was, well, this one's interesting. So the anxiety that seems to come with the seasonal rush and the chaos. So there was talk of crowds. There was talk of feeling uncomfortable, being surrounded by lots of people. There was talk of the panic of parking and how like suddenly everyone is so aggressive and so angry, beeping their horns, and just like the general chaos. So dealing with that tends to be a trigger for some.
This might be a bit brutal.
Yeah.
You don't need to buy into the chaos of the season. That's a choice.
Yeah.
Yes. Like I understand. It's so valid because people too do tend to get a little bit wild
here. Because why is that, I wonder?
You know, it's because of the chaos and the panic and the – it's the end of the year. I've got so much to do. I've got so many people to catch up with. I've got
the world
so much
is shutting down. Yeah,
honestly, like that, you don't need to buy into that. It's actually just like another period of time in amongst. Well, time doesn't exist, as Ness would say.
I feel like it's a ploy to get us to purchase things probably, faster.
Probably, like
unnecessarily.
You don't need to buy into that energy. Yeah. Like, yes, that might be going on around you, but you choose how you respond to those circumstances. Yeah.
Well, if you use the parking situation as an example, okay, yeah, sometimes I'm thinking of times where I've sat in a car park for like half an hour during the time.
Oh, yeah, fucking annoying.
Okay, well, it's shit, but you know what? I'm going to chuck on my favorite playlist, or I'm going to pop on an audiobook or whatever. I'll just make use of the time.
Mm.
I'm not going to sit here and get cranky.
Yeah.
Because what's that going to do? It's just going to amplify the energy.
Yeah.
But also, if you know that you're someone who doesn't respond well to crowds, then this comes down to your planning as well. Shop online or go at times where you know there are going to be less people, less crowds.
Yeah.
There are other ways you can plan. You're not going to if you can't energetically cope with the big crowds, then you're not going to rock up to the shops at midday, because that's going to be prime time for chaos. Mm. So plan accordingly.
And plan around the school period, school holiday period as well. Yes,
absolutely, absolutely. Yep. And I mean, it's probably a bit late now because we're already in December, but
For next year,
then perhaps start, and this is good for the first question as well, from next year, when it gets to that July period, that's when you sit down with your list and you write down people's names and you figure out your budget. And then maybe you can buy like one gift a month and you put it aside.
That's
one
what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I start mid-year.
Yeah, then there's less pressure, less stress. You don't have to deal with the crowds, the rush, the craziness, the chaos, whatever. Your budget doesn't feel it as much because it's not all at once. And you have control over that.
Mm. But also, you know what I feel like that allows me to do is I'm actually buying an intentional gift.
I love that.
Like I'm thinking, what would I actually like to get that person? What would they like?
Mm. Yeah.
Like not versus, oh shit, it's last minute. What can I just what get I to get? Wrap? Because it's going to look shit if I don't give someone something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Yeah. So to like kind of answer those, it's like it's your choice as to how you're going to respond. Are you going to buy into the chaos and all of that? Or are you going to...
Should I pause?
Yes, please.
Be right back.
I love that.
That was so loud as well because I'm looking at the recording thing and it's in the red.
Oh my God.
So that's going to really shock people.
That was a bit extra. Sus, guys.
We're back. And we're moving on.
Yeah. Sorry, I just had a manifestation come through. So got excited and had to do a little happy chair dance and call some people.
Yes.
Yay.
We're very excited.
Yes.
We have zero idea what we finished off on. So we're going to take that as our natural like movement into the next question.
Yeah. Just a sudden movement just into the next question.
I want to show you how aggressive, let me flip the screen of this. Like look how aggressive the red is.
Oh dear. That's the red. It seems a bit ironic that that was like meant to be our soft segue into the next section and it's like screaming. Not soft.
It's basically screaming.
Hopefully everyone driving is okay.
Yeah, if you've got earphones on, sorry.
Sorry.
This one we've kind of already answered, but maybe we can just spend a second on it. The question that came through was about feeling the need to, or the trigger is feeling the need to keep up with everyone. And feeling the need to constantly match up to expectations.
Yep. Again, I think that it's important for people in prep of this season just because of the society's expectations. I find it's helpful to sit down and actually map out your boundaries before the season has started and have little reminders. So like let's say for example if like what would you have social capacity for each week? If you do want to catch up with people before the end of the year, mad, no problem.
Yeah.
But what do you actually have capacity for in a week? How many outings does that allow for? How much spending does that allow for? How much just life stuff does that allow for? And be really realistic. And if, I guess going back to the conversation that we had before, if there are things that exceed your capacity, you just have to say no.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking about this before we started recording as well. When we feel like we need to keep up with people or we feel like we need to meet a certain expectation, just remember that those expectations only have meaning because we have given it that meaning. So if we don't choose for that expectation to be a part of our reality, then it doesn't have to be.
Exactly.
So again, it comes down to that choice. If you feel like, and I know that this is something that other people, I'm thinking family wise and expectations that can come through with family based stuff, all valid and all something that we experience at some point or other, but it doesn't mean we need to take it on as our own.
Mm-hmm.
We can recognize that what is being shared with us or projected on us or whatever is just a mirror of what the expectations are of the other person.
Mm.
And we can choose for that not to be what we also accept and move along with.
Yeah. I guess in terms of answering that question on a deeper level for the specific people that have asked that, if we could talk about it in practical, like what that would actually look like. So what can you remind, not exactly what the question was, but just what the scenario was?
It was more about feeling the need to keep up with everyone.
Okay.
And meet the expectations around the season.
Okay. So in terms of addressing the trigger around feeling the need to keep up with everyone, why?
Yeah.
Why do you need to do it? And what can you do to counteract it and
Why do you feel it's a feeling? Like, why do you feel like you need to do it? Why do you feel like you need to keep up? And what does it actually achieve?
Mm.
When you force yourself and push yourself into that space of keeping up,
mm-hmm.
how does that then feel in your body?
Yeah.
Because more often than not, it's going to feel pretty shitty.
Mm.
And then looking at whether it's actually worth putting yourself through that is something that you can reflect on as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's important to have little like prompts and gentle reminders of ourselves throughout the season, because like, although it's like, I mean, you could call it 2 months, like December, Jan, but it like it's, whilst it can go quickly, it is like quite a longer period of time. It's a length of time. Yeah. And so much can happen in that time. So just keep on reminding yourself of, hey, this is what I have capacity for, and this is how I'm respecting myself by honoring my boundaries, and this is how I'm going to show up. I might need to say no to people. I might have to deal with feeling like I'm disappointing other people. Okay, how can you support yourself through that?
Yeah. Yeah. What tools can you use to support yourself through that? Is there a particular group or circle that you can make sure to schedule in to attend in order to feel supported?
Yeah.
Is there a meditation track that you really vibe with that you can have in your back pocket, or a set of particular words that, if you're someone who really responds well to affirming words, then, you know, what words are going to support you? What actions can you take that are going to make you feel safe, supported, and grounded through this?
And I'm also just thinking as well, like, is there an alternative where you're choosing not to feel like you have to keep up with everyone, but in a way that you can still do the things that you want to do? So I just, for some reason, a very specific example came to my head. There are a lot of families who, for like between Christmas Eve and Boxing Day, are just driving all over the place visiting family members. And people do that because it's family traditions, you know, not like wanting to see everyone in their family for those special days of the year. That's fair enough. But if that's like pushing you beyond your capacity, how can you do it in a way that you can still, if you do actually want to be in all of these different places, how can you have the tools so that that's not burning you out and pushing you beyond your boundary? So like, let's say, for example, if Christmas Eve you've got at your parents' house, Christmas Day you've got at your auntie's, and then you've got another thing to go to on Christmas Day, and then you've got somewhere to go on Boxing Day, it might even be a matter of being like, hey, we're going to be joining, but just letting you know we're only going to be coming for 2 hours, and don't count us in for dinner or something like that. So it's like, I'm still coming, I'm still seeing you guys, but this is what we have capacity for.
Yeah.
Or yeah, hey, that's a really good point. We're not going to be able to make it there on Christmas Day, but we can come see you like on the 27th or something when
we'll things are. We'll swing past for a coffee on this date.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really, really good point.
Because you, like, if there's things that you actually want to do, you can still do them, but just find an alternative strategy to do the things that you want to do in a way that's not going to push you.
Yeah. I actually had a similar conversation, but now that I'm thinking about it, it was more revolving around like food and alcohol around the time and trying to keep up. And I think this didn't come through in our question box, but it's definitely something that we resonate with, because what happens around that time, any festive season, any like party-based season or celebratory season, there's lots of food. Most of the time it's a lot of the yummy faves, and we're overwhelmed with choice, and people might be having an extra beverage or two, and there's that excitement, right?
Yeah.
Remembering that, oh, my train of thought is going elsewhere now because I'm just thinking of something else that came from that conversation. But
I'm thinking of my mom's potato bake that she's going to make on Christmas Day, and I'm so excited.
Yum, 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 yum. First of all, I'm sidetracking myself because I'm going to go with this train of thought. Just know that all food is either nourishing, gives you joy, or allows you to dive into that deliciousness of just like, yes.
And you don't need to go on a fucking diet on Monday.
No. All food is serving in its own way.
Yeah.
And I refuse to, I like, come at me with that. Because, like, Don't even try me. All food is serving in one way or another. The food might be nourishing. That's one way it serves. It might be giving you joy because it's your favorite. It might be just so delicious that allows you to experience different feelings and emotions in a moment. That's okay as well.
Mm.
We need to stop placing so much pressure on ourselves or beating ourselves up for eating differently during this time, but also be really mindful about what is in, we say this to every fucking question, but be mindful about what is in your capacity to take in and what isn't as well. The diet thing, that's a whole other fucking kettle.
Yep.
I don't even think that's the term.
Kettle of fish.
That.
Yeah.
That's not even.
Yeah.
Let's not even. Let's stop being so heavy on ourselves with pressure.
Agreed.
Yeah, just like, anyway, I don't remember how I got there.
So that was your tangent. You had a point to make before that.
I don't know what I was talking about.
Food, beverage.
Because the conversation itself was more so about like the food and beverage stuff, but we spoke a lot about the beverages.
Mm.
And if you come from a family or from a friendship group where, people might be drinking a lot more, you might be surrounded by a lot more, and perhaps there is that pressure to keep up, you don't have to, you really do not have to accept. You don't have to drink extra because everyone else is. You don't have to go and do things because there's peer pressure. You don't have to.
It's a choice.
It is always a choice. It's always a choice. Yep. And I feel like this is probably not what people want to hear, but it is. It's always a choice. And you can say no. And it comes to, again, pre-planning. If you know that the group of people that you will be with can be a little bit more intense with their just do it, like peer pressure, da-da-da-da-da, then plan. Come with your own. Actually bring something that you can drink that is going to keep people off your back and that's going to allow you just to like live in peace, or just fucking use your voice and say no.
Yeah. I feel like I've recently heard a thing where boundaries are actions and not necessarily words. But I think that in that situation, if people are really pestering you to have a bev or even to fill up your plate again when you've clearly when you're at your capacity or you're just choosing not to, I think it's more than warranted to say no.
Yeah.
I'm like honoring myself here, and it's like not really your business to be like, obviously maybe in a like a less confrontational Aries way, but like I feel like that's
I'm all good. Thanks, I'm all good. Yeah. I'm all good. I'm all good.
No, truly. Like I'm good. I'm Thank actually you. Good.
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah.
Thanks. But
no, I said no.
Yeah. And you might have to say it a few times, but at least you're honoring yourself. Yeah. No one else can do that. I just got super dizzy.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to have a drink.
You have a drink. Mm.
You can like fill in the chatter.
I had something on my head. I had something on my mind before, but okay, on food and alcohol, this is just like a really little tangent that no one asks for. But something I was like thinking about like what people's coping mechanisms are when this festive season / trigger season comes around and people are feeling overwhelmed and there's all this pressure and there's family triggers coming up and there's all that bullshit.
Yeah.
So many people tend to overeat, overdrink, overscroll, overdo everything because people are so uncomfortable with just sitting
with self.
With self.
Mm.
So I guess like unsolicited prompt for everyone. If you are feeling particularly triggered in this time, rather than going elsewhere to try and solve your problem, just sit, or no, not even solve your problem. I'm not saying like go and avoid therapy or anything like that, but don't try to escape yourself. Don't try to escape your feelings. Just be with yourself, feel the discomfort and be like, okay, how can I actually truly support myself through this feeling rather than drinking my sorrows away or eating until I'm like physically about to throw up or, you know,
whatever it is.
Being on TikTok for 4 hours just trying to forget how I'm feeling.
Because like, what's going to happen is the second you stop that, that whatever you're using as your band-aid, your vice, your avoidant tactic, whatever, the actual root of the feeling or the situation, whatever it is, it's not going anywhere.
No.
It literally is not going anywhere.
It's just
going
to compound.
It's compounding, and it will get to this point of it just being so much. It will – you'll explode.
Mm.
And it's just – you don't want that build-up, because whether we realize it or not, there are things constantly building up within us.
Mm.
So if we're in a season and a state where things are always amplified anyway just because of what's going on around us at the time – we want to avoid getting ourselves to that place of hitting that moment of explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point, Dems.
Yeah. When you said food and drink, I'm like, ooh, coping, avoiding strategies.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I have any. I'll have to like really reflect on this. You keep hitting yourself on things.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's like up with me today.
My furniture is attacking you. Yeah.
I'm in my inner summer. I can't sit still.
All right. Okay. This one is a good one. They're all good ones, but I enjoy this question. So this one's about uncomfortable this is again squished of many.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable conversations that tend to come up during this season, more often than not with family that are asking questions they probably shouldn't, and wanting to avoid those conversations at all costs.
Yeah.
We've spoken about this situation many, many times across the potty, and it's not seasonal. This isn't all the time thing.
Exactly.
This isn't all the time thing. And I truly believe that when it comes to uncomfortable conversations, the thing is we can't control what comes out of other people's mouths, right? We really can't. And there are always going to be situations where things are said that are pushing the boundary a bit or crossing the line or just like uncomfy in freaking general.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to happen. If you can't control it, then you can't control it. You can't control what comes out of other people's mouths. But what you can control is your reaction and your response.
Mm-hmm.
And from – this is a personal tactic that I use with my husband, because – there are
you and your husband use together, just to clarify.
Oh yeah, we use together.
Yeah
we use together. So before literally any, he won't care that I'm talking about this. Before he won't care. So before
I any, mean you've spoken about it yeah, before tough, anyway yeah, so tough yeah, tits,
tough, tough fucking luck. Before, and no family that I know, I say this all the time and then people say they listen to the podcast, I'm like, fuck, what have I said? Sorry. But before any family event, to make this clear, both sides, no matter what family event, no matter what side it's on, we will not leave the car until we – normally it's happened – we have this conversation at home, but we don't leave the car until we know that we've protected our energy together and that we've had very, very clear conversations about if this comes up, this is how we're responding. If this comes up, this is how we're responding. Because questions do come up about things that could potentially trigger us. We don't want to go down that pathway of then being angry or pissed off or uncomfortable within a place that should be our safe space. So we prepare ourselves with answers. Answers that are going to acknowledge the question directly, but also stop the conversation. And we get really clear on that. And something that I found, so we started doing this at probably this time last year now, because it was around like the New Year sort of time, and you know, people start to pry and ask questions, and it's like, oh, part of me just wants to say a big F off, but you're not going to do that, right? Yeah. And so in order to control and be fair in my reactions and protect the peace of both myself and the other person, we started to prep these answers.
Mm.
And I found that in practicing this consistently now for the full year, I know that I walk into these situations with so much more confidence and a lot more calmness as well, because I am not stressing and filling myself with anxious energy about potential questions, because I know what my strategy is the second they, if they come my way, they don't always, but if they come my way, I know I've got a strategy and something specifically pre-planned to say that's going to cut the conversation in a I'm not going to say polite, but in a
more direct.
Yeah, like a direct and still gentle way. Mm. It's still gentle.
Like assertive.
Assertive, yeah. Mm. And it has always worked. I have not, since starting this, have had to continue a conversation after I've used my line.
What's that template look like? That might help people. So not actually saying exactly what you say.
Yeah, okay. It depends on the situation because we've got multiple. So, for example, if it's a work-based situation, yeah, this is hard to say without it getting
personal. That's okay, no pressure.
But usually I'll say, I'm trying to think without like also then pinpointing things I've said to people. Okay, I'm not going to give a template, but I'm just going to say that we will acknowledge the question and we'll say maybe if it's something that we actually have decided we're not open to talking about at all, we'll just say, yeah, I completely hear you. This is something that we're actually not quite comfortable talking about right now. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or if it's something that we know the person is at a completely different viewpoint with, like they clash with what we're doing or believing in or like whatever the fuck it is.
Mm.
If it's something that we know is already heavily debated on, it's like, I'm not really going to talk about this right now. You know, this is a fun time. This is a festive season. What's been happening with you?
Mm.
And you just bounce it back.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not going
to. Can I just ask you a question that's actually not related to you, but see how you would respond?
Yeah, go.
So let's say if you and Andy had been in a relationship for a while now and you weren't married yet.
Okay.
I was like the auntie being like, so why aren't you married? When are you getting married? How would you respond?
Can I need to use your name. So can I call you Auntie Demi?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Can you ask me again? Go.
Why aren't you married yet?
Auntie Dems, come on. Let's just have fun. Let's go have a drink. Let's have a drink. Okay. Cut it off.
Yeah.
It's not a conversation. I had a conversation with someone. They get the kid question a lot.
Mm.
Like, it's been X amount of years. Where are the kids? Do you know what the best? So this is something that I personally have used as well.
Mm.
But the advice that I gave was use that they are Catholic. And so I said, use the God card.
Mm.
Like, I don't know. That's not something I can control. That's in God's hands. That's not mine. Take it up with him.
Mm. I like that.
What are they going to do? Argue against God?
Yeah.
That gets them off your shoulders straight away because it's like, oh, well, fuck, yeah, she's right.
You have to pick your audience.
You got to pick your audience.
Yeah.
I mean, let's come up with like a non-religious example, but you can still say the same thing. Well, you know, that's not something.
Universe's plan or.
Yeah, that's, well, like I've once said, what did I say? I thought I was fucking genius. I'm like, oh. I didn't choose the timing. They choose the timing. They're coming when they're ready. It's not up to me.
Mm. So true.
And it's fucking true.
So true.
So it's like have your answer and your response. Have your answer and your response and walk in knowing what you're going to say so that you can take away that pressure and that awkwardness.
I like how you do it in a lighthearted
way.
Like
it
doesn't have to be aggressive and confrontational. Like obviously if they like keep on pushing, like do what you got to do, but like it can easily be a conversation that's stopped and redirected.
There's nothing wrong with saying, and I've said this many times, there's nothing wrong with saying we're really not open to talking about that right now.
Yeah,
if that's okay.
Yeah,
well, they're gonna say no, that's not okay. They won't say that because they'll
and
be
if they do, like how awkward.
Yeah,
like how awkward. Like they'll feel like a fucking idiot for saying that.
They're gonna feel like an idiot. We're actually not really speaking about that today.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
It's not up to anyone else to know what's going on within your personal life. I mean, if you're not sharing it with them, there's no need for them to be asking the questions, right? But they probably will ask the questions because for some reason, family and even close friends, we sometimes get into this space of wanting
everyone's business.
Like we want to know and then it's that whole thing of like just wanting the best for them and da da da. But remembering it's really important if you're also another thing is if you're someone who asks those questions,
please stop.
Like stop. Remember that what you think is the best for someone might not be the best for them. That might be a reflection of what you feel like is the best, but that might not be a reflection of what really resonates in their life. So it's, oh my God, wait, There was one thing. Okay, we have to reel it in so we don't get carried away here. But I think I read this in a book.
Can I interrupt you? I think that this conversation is really helpful. So please.
Oh, okay.
Don't
okay.
reel. You do. Oh, what you wait. Need
was
to
this
do.
In a book? It was. It was. Another November book that I read, and I cracked up. I highlighted it because I'm like, this is fucking fantastic. So it was the situation of it had been years and years since they used to be really close friends, but then falling out had happened, and then like insert 10 years in between them seeing each other again.
Mm.
And then it's a social event that has brought them together. What tends to happen here is you feel obligated then to not catch up, but to be like, hey, like, oh, hey, Dems, it's so good to see you. What's been happening? You know, it's that general societal chit chat that we feel like we need to insert when really it's unnecessary and no one cares.
Mm.
Like, no one cares. So one person in this conversation, she did what I feel like a lot of people would do, which was to kind of play down everything that has been happening. So it was like, so there's always so much going on, right? It never ends. It's just a lot has happened, but, you know, just flowing through. And that was her response, which I feel like a lot of us just like bring it down.
Mm.
The other lady, I'm like, you're a queen. She said, my God, I don't know where I would even start. So much has happened. And she literally just turned around and walked off. And I'm like, that's fucking fantastic. She's just acknowledging the fact that actually there's a shit ton that's happened in my life, but I don't need to talk about this with you. And I know that's rude. She's just turned and walked off. But like, fucking who cares?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Your inner Virgo would have been like, I love this.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I highlighted it and everything. Okay, we can do it in a less rude way. But we can say stuff like, we can say, actually, like, so much has happened, but we don't even have the time to go through everything that has happened here. And then just ask a question. Because the thing is, people always will be happy speaking about themselves. If you want to get out of a conversation, ask them a question back.
Mm.
And I can guarantee that they will be happy to start talking about themselves.
People skills 101.
Fuck, the amount of time. This is how I get through life. I will constantly ask questions back because I don't want to sit there and reveal like what's going on in my inner working minds. Like no one needs to know. That is something that I don't want to feel in conversation because it's unnecessary. So how am I going to get myself out of this? Ask them a question. Ask them a question. Keep piling them with questions. 10 minutes later, you've had like a one-sided conversation, but at least they're happy because they feel like they've expressed and they've been held full. And like, wow, this is amazing. Like, what a great conversation. And you've just had to use your ears to listen. Or if you're like me, I know I've said this on here before, which is why I'm happy to say it again. There is a lot of times when I'm sitting there listening to someone like it's like a family situation. Someone's updating me with whatever. And I'm like, oh God, I'm so bored with this conversation. That's what goes through my mind.
Mm.
And I'm really not listening, but it looks like I'm listening and I'm responding at the right times and like, awesome. Their cup is filled. I'm saving my peace by like tuning the fuck out and we move on.
Yeah.
This is how you're getting through the season. You're just going to ask them questions about themselves. It will save you fucking time.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's so funny.
Oh my, watch me show up to the family events and they're like, I heard that episode, Daniela.
Are you mid conversation?
Yeah.
Are you paying attention?
Are you listening?
What did I just say? Yeah. Repeat it back to me.
I'm going to quiz you after this, so you better listen, bitch.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I feel like I don't even know what the question was, but we're going to move on. Something about conversations and
keeping up.
Yeah, keeping up.
We went on such a tangent, but I feel such like that actually tangent. Was really helpful.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I wish I thought about like a formula now for what I don't want to get too specific with what Andrew
that's
and I
okay.
say. But
like I feel like that's a good template.
Yeah.
I feel like the main issues that come up where people are prying is, have you got a boyfriend yet? Have you got a girlfriend yet? When are you guys getting married? Have you guys bought a house? What are you doing for work?
Yes,
is your business succeeding? How much are you making?
Oh, the money conversations.
When are the kids coming? When are the kids coming?
Yes. When?
Yeah. I feel like it's those five things.
It's the what's next conversation. Again, another book that I don't know what the fuck I read this in, but another book that I recently read, which was talking about this need for us to feel conversation. So we look at where they are within their life. And we automatically in our brain jump to, well, what normally in society comes next?
Yeah.
So, okay, they just got married. Then our brain is going to tick over to family.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the question that automatically comes out of our mouth. And it's because there's this shitty timeline that has mm-hmm. been created in society that we feel like we need to squish ourselves into. Again, this is not a reflection of what life needs to be. We get to pick and choose. But also having understanding that a lot of the time these questions do come from varied generations that might not have the same way of thinking as you, which is okay.
But it's also like, I mean, I know that there would be some people that do it just to stir the pot, but it generally comes from a well-meaning a good place. Right? So I guess like, and I guess this is, hopefully no one that listens here is actually asking those questions, but if you do and you actually want to know like what's going on with the person for like what their plans are or whatever, you can just say, hey, is there anything that you're excited for the year ahead?
Yeah, I love that.
Do you have any goals that you're working towards? Yes. Or like, because that actually will give the other person the opportunity to share what they feel comfortable sharing.
That's right, yeah.
Tell you about other things that maybe you hadn't thought of. Like, yeah, I'm taking this trip. I'm working really hard and putting in the hours at work. Like, I feel like I'll probably get a promotion soon.
Yeah.
Stuff that they're comfortable sharing with you versus, hey, I'm going to pry into shit that's not my business.
Do you think, this is now another segue, but do you think people have forgotten how to have conversation?
But I don't know.
Because why is it like just generalized prompts? There's nothing of substance there.
Yeah.
Like, how do we get to that point of having real conversation? I don't know what it is, but it's like people don't know what to say.
Mm.
So they just fill that blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tricky one.
Mm.
That's a tricky one.
But I feel like if you want to like catch up with someone, there's just better questions to ask. Like, ask better questions.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right. This one we've definitely covered. So that it was there. I think we did anyway. We did the KK part, but it was too many events and what feels like an endless list of expectations.
Boundaries and choices.
Choice. Yep. Yeah. We've covered that. And this one is, I think we should bring this up. It's old wounds being opened through seeing people they haven't seen in a while or conversations coming up that you weren't prepared to deal with.
I feel like for life in general, not even just this season and period of time, having tools in your toolkit to support you through uncomfortable situations, like when wounds come up and maybe you're out in public or with other people or that type of thing. I just feel like that is just something that every single person needs. Yeah. If you come up against situations that really trigger you, you've got old shit coming up to the surface and it's like you need to support yourself through that.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just like a blanket rule in general
that
is hopefully supportive. Yeah. So like when I say that, so like let's say for example you're at like a work function and I don't know, someone says something that like triggers you. Something that I would do personally is go to the bathroom and do some EFT tapping on myself to like regulate.
Yeah.
Or just going and having a breather somewhere.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, pretending you have a phone call and stepping out. Yeah. Like, I feel like obviously what people do would...
It would be different for everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
I always pack a book and I pre-suss out where I am and where like the quiet corners are and I'll literally hide with a book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's your strategy.
That's my strategy. Everyone will have their own strategy and what resonates with them.
Yeah.
Mm.
I just go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mama Stella trick of locking yourself in the bathroom and doing your breath.
Yeah. I love that. Did we answer that question? What was the question again?
The question was about old wounds being opened from seeing people they haven't seen in a while and having conversations that can be triggering. Something that is coming to mind here, and this has been a point of reflection for me lately as well. I'm learning to, when things pop up, like say, for example, I'll use this scenario. So the scenario is seeing people that you haven't seen in a while and old wounds opening up because of that. Perhaps you can shift the gaze to think about, okay, well, there's a there is a reason why this person has been presented in front of me again. And there is a reason why I'm feeling this way. And I obviously haven't sat with and dealt with whatever it is that's linking you with this person. Like maybe see it as an opportunity to reflect, to turn that gaze back inwards and to confront whatever those feelings and emotions are that are still lingering inside. Because if you're feeling triggered, or if you're feeling like a certain sort of way about something that's popping up, you haven't sat with it.
Yeah.
Like you haven't given yourself, and you might have been working on this over and over, but obviously it hasn't shifted.
Things
and
happen that's okay. In layers as well.
Exactly. It's a process and it takes time. And if we can see it as a potential opportunity to move ourselves a little bit further along that pathway of healing, whatever it is that's within us, then awesome. And that again is a choice of, okay, I'm feeling this certain sort of way. It's making this emotion come up. It's making me think about this. It actually has nothing to do with that person that you've seen. It actually has nothing to do with the conversation. They are just there as like a little platform to get those things to rise within you. What the focus should actually be on is the way it is moving within you and the way you are feeling, and then focusing in on that.
And remembering to actually be with yourself as you go through that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know, maybe we can kind of shift the narrative with that.
Yeah, I like that.
And just see things as an opportunity.
Yeah.
To be honest, we actually have a few more questions, but we're at the hour mark. So I feel like...
How many more questions do we have?
We have two more questions.
Let's rapid fire them.
You want to rapid fire?
Yeah.
Okay. So this question is about feeling uncomfortable going to events on your own or, on their own.
Okay.
I feel like with this one, this is...
Why? I get like with any of the triggers that come up, it helps to kind of understand why, because it makes like, so like if there is that discomfort under the surface, understanding why will help you to find a strategy for it and a way to move through it.
So, yeah, okay. So it should we give like, let's think of examples.
So like, let's say for example, if, can you repeat the question?
It is feeling uncomfortable going to events like on your own. So let's say this is coming from a perspective of someone who feels uncomfortable going because they just don't like mesh or vibe with the people that they're surrounded by. They don't feel like they belong in that space. It is more of an obligation setting. It's not because you like actually want to be surrounded by these people.
In that case, it's a choice and you don't have to go.
Okay. Which is very true.
Yeah. Excuse me. If you are going into situations where you're like, why the fuck am I here? That is a great question. Why the fuck are you there? Are you honoring yourself by being there? If you're not, like you're not obligated. Even if you don't want to deal with the thing of, I don't want to come, find an excuse. Like who cares?
Yeah.
Have something else on that day.
Do you know what the most dramatic thing Andrew and I have done is we just couldn't.
Are you going to out yourself here? Are you going to expose yourself on the pod?
I'm trying to think if I've told family this.
I'm curious.
I've definitely told the story, but I haven't told like what we were running away from. We could not be fucked. It was like a few weeks before Christmas, hadn't done any shopping. I just could not be bothered being surrounded by all the family. And it was a time when I was feeling heavily triggered by all the questions. And Andrew and I didn't have these strategies. This is like back in 2019.
Is this when you went to Mexico?
This is when we went to Mexico. So we didn't have our strategies of like, what are we going to say when family start asking about like, I don't know, like...
Just
shit that's not their business, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? What are we going to say with people? Oh, I can't be fucked with this. I don't know how to deal with this. I'm like, family, like too much, too many events, too much money. Fuck this. I'm packing the tree up and we're like gate crashing a friend's trip. They were going to Mexico. We're like, we're going with them. That's it.
I love that strategy.
We're out. We're not doing the whole Christmas shit. We're not doing the New Year's thing. We're skipping out on the questions. We are out. We are out. We are
going to Mexico.
And we literally ran away for like 3 weeks. It was amazing.
It doesn't deal with the problem. I'm very supportive of it.
Yeah, it dealt with nothing, but it was a great life experience.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Cool. It was good timing too, because when we got back, we went on a family trip. And so it gave us like a break before the family trip, but then also like first lockdown happened. So there was a greater... There was a greater reason for that trip. But really, we were just like, ugh, I'm out. Not dealing with this.
Okay. So like if you are like in amongst people and you don't want to go, just like book an overseas trip.
Yeah.
Easy.
I could not do that now. Because like my savings would never. But, you know, you don't have to be there.
Cancel that, by the way.
Yeah. Cancel that. My savings could if I wanted to.
Absolutely. Cancel that. I guess understand why there is that uncomfortability, and based on that, like, what would channel your higher self? What would she or he or whatever they say to you?
There was one question. So this one is a kind of a split one. It's about feeling alone. There was part of it which was feeling alone romantically, and there was part of it which was feeling alone because of loved ones that are no longer earthside.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is a good one for us to kind of end with, because this is very, very, very real. And with loved ones that have passed, this season can be incredibly hard. It can bring a lot of memories to surface. It can amplify that feeling of distance and that feeling of loss and that grief.
Well, especially because it's so normal to be around your loved ones and always seeing them in this time. Like, that's fucking rough.
Absolutely. And also seeing everyone else around their family members or situations that would mirror what your experience previously was.
Mm.
That can be really triggering as well. So it's super valid.
Yeah, for sure.
Super, super valid. For and sure. There is nothing that I feel like I can say that will really bring great comfort here, because I think that grief doesn't end.
No.
I think that we live with that grief. And if I was to personally lose someone that was really close to me, I don't think you ever truly move forward or on. You just don't. Grief will forever be a part of your new normal, right?
Exactly.
But I think we can kind of find comfort in knowing that they never truly leave us.
Mm.
They never truly leave us, and they always exist within us.
Mm.
And as long as we hold those memories, and as long as we hold the feeling that and the emotions that are linked with that person, then they'll forever live on with us.
Mm.
So I can't think of anything that would give comfort, but I just feel like know that what you're feeling and what you're moving through is valid and you're not alone in this. You're really not. You're really, really not. And it's okay to not want to be a part of all like the hoo-ha. It's okay to want to withdraw. It's okay to deal with it in whatever way feels best for you.
Mm.
There is no right or wrong. There is no rule book, guidebook with this. This is totally flexible and up to what works for you.
Mm.
And it's no one's opinion in how you hold yourself through this.
Yeah, for sure. I don't have anything to add to that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there was the partner side of it.
There was the partner side of it as well.
What I have to say to that is, if you are feeling like lonely or whatever, because maybe you haven't found your life partner, or you know, you don't have close friends, or whatever that situation is, how can you meet your own needs through this? Like, I know as humans, we crave connection with other people, and that's totally fair. But I guess like the theme around all of these conversations is, what can you do that's within your control to support yourself? And I guess one of those things within this situation is like, how can you meet your own needs in this situation firstly? And secondly, how can you vibrationally align with your people? If you're wanting to attract more soulful relationships, whether that be with a partner or partners or friends or whatever, like, what can you do within your control to align with the people that you're wanting to call in?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whilst also like you being happy within yourself, so that any other relationship you have is adding to, not supplementing.
That's a good one.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That was impressive.
I feel like we need, you know how I say every time, I'm like, we need to like write down the good parts so we can post it. That's a good part. So
yeah, agreed.
An hour
you'll
and
see,
4 minutes.
You'll see this on TikTok and Instagram, guys.
All right.
Are we done?
We're going to wrap it up. We're over an hour. We love you.
Yep.
Be safe in the festive season.
Have fun.
Honor your energy. Yeah. Follow the fun of
Make
it all.
Make good choices. Bye, guys.